Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
To see your faces, I love you. Will you just everyone, your hand clap ought to be far better. Your hand clap ought to be far better. Far better. Come on, clap your hands properly. Especially those of you who can't sing. Okay, now that the band has stopped playing, I want you to clap your hands properly. The Non-Singers Association. Clap your hands properly. Beautiful. You're even standing to your feet. Well, I'm happy you're standing to your feet because we are at the favorite point of the service, the most powerful point of the service. You know, when you go to a restaurant, and one day I went to a restaurant somewhere and they said it was a 5-course meal. So the first course, when they brought it, was something very watery, very, you know, I cleared it next. It brought something. Then I said next. And I expected that by the third course, we should be getting into heavy things. Yes. They brought me small rice, tiny. So I saw, maybe we are still getting there. Then, all the 5 courses have come. Where is the main meal? Where is the real food in the thing? But tonight I'm happy to announce to you that nobody will have to point out to you what is the high point of this service. Nobody's going to have to point out to you what is the main meal here tonight. You will know it yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the word of God to come your way. We have prayed, we have sang, we've been ministered to in dance and song. And now it's time to hear the word of the Lord straight from the throne room of grace. And I'm happy to announce to you tonight that the Lord's servant is here tonight. A father, a son of our prophet, Bishop Dagwood Mills, a seasoned minister. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are ready tonight, I want you to join me and let's welcome to this pulpit, the Bishop Edwin Morgan. Oh, go, come on. Make some noise tonight. Make some noise tonight.
Are you aware you are in church tonight? Ask your neighbor, do you know where you are? I mean, tonight, I want you to put your hands together. Let's welcome Frida to bless us with a song. You may be seated.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Bonsem kesia pama Jesus enumere. Oh, me too, someone to cry, and you didn't kiss your palm of Jesus. Hallelujah!
Have we prayed? Let's rise to our feet and pray. Close your eyes. Let's pray. Father, we commit ourselves into your hands. We pray in Jesus' name that you visit us tonight with your words.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Bless us mightily.
Yes, Lord.
Let light shine through the entrance of your word.
Glorious.
And we know our lives will never be the same again.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated tonight. It's good to see you all in church. And it's good to be in church. Amen. You've done a good thing to be sitting here in church. It's a good thing you've done. Tell your neighbor, it's a good thing you've done. You've done a good thing. And tonight, I want to have another short Bible study with you. And the topic for the Bible study is so important, even though it's short, that I need you to listen very carefully and just receive what God has to tell you about your life. Tonight I'm talking about your Christian life. Your Christian life. You know, if you are a student, you have your academic life. We have, if you're a business person, you have your business life, corporate life, if you work in the corporate world. It's a life, it's a world. But tonight, I want to also appreciate those who have joined the service online. God bless you. And I pray that God speaks to you. The Bible says, seek and you shall find. So God always has a desire to give you what you are looking for. And for you to be online, you must be looking for something. And I pray that God will grant it to you. I've been preaching from the book Hearing, Seeing and Hearing. Seeing and hearing. And I want to talk about one chapter tonight. And it is very important for you to listen to me, because you go in the direction of what you see and hear. You see, the direction of your life, where you are going, is because of what you see and hear. What you've seen and heard have made you who you are now. Whatever you are doing in life, has come about because of what you've seen and what you've heard. We are very unaware. We are unaware of how we are being changed every day by the things you are seeing and you are hearing, good or bad. That is why this message is very important, because as a Christian, you should also know that what you hear as a Christian and what you see as a Christian shapes your life. If anybody here one day, if you will ever become a pastor one day, it will be because of what you saw, what you read, what you heard, what you watched. You can't watch pornography every day and be a pastor one day. All you do is become a fornicator and a twisted person. Those who become pastors, they hear God's word. Constantly. So God wants you to also start changing your life, which is what I'm preaching about tonight. Tonight's message is titled, Seeing and Hearing Guarantees a Great Change. A great change. A great change. Say change.
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 Change is a word you should know about, because that is what God expects of you. The power of Jesus, all the power in Jesus Christ, all the power is to change your life. So there is no one who met Jesus who didn't change. God's will for you is that you must change. His will is to change you. Why should he change you? Why do you need to be changed? Because the way you are originally is not good. It's not good. You are full of evil. You are full of wickedness. Being born again doesn't come about by saying a sinner's prayer. Just coming to stand in front of a pastor who says a prayer and you repeat after him cannot change you. It only makes it possible for you to change by introducing you to the life, to the journey, to the journey. So many people who say the sinner's prayer go back to the life they were living before. And that is not God's will. The life you were living before was a sinful life. Salvation is not only to get you to heaven. Salvation is the power God uses. The word itself, salvation, it means to save. Not only from hell, but to save you from sin. To save you from your original evil nature. Originally, your original self is not a good self. The blood in you is not good blood. It's not good blood. Because it is blood that is coming from your great-grandfather, your uncle, your sister. All of it is mixed. And it's even worse because you have collected all your mother's things and all your father's things have now come together in one person. I mean, that's a big one. So a lot of things you do, you have no power over them. Because the life of a person, according to Leviticus, is in the blood. Your life is in the blood. So you see that some of you would not like to go to school. And if you look at your bloodline, that's how your uncle behaved, your father behaved, your great-grandfather. To sit down and learn is not in your family. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's the blood, the life. For the life of the flesh is not in education. Some of you sitting here are going to become drunkards. It is in the blood. There are genes in you that like alcohol. And it's not your fault. All the women in your family were drunkards. Women, not men, women. The life you are living is not from what you've gone to learn in town. It's your blood. Your blood. Some of you already at this stage, you are not even 20 years. You are having a lot of sex. Because that is how your mother lived her life. Your auntie lived her life. Your grandmother lived her life. Your great... Yes, I'm telling you. Somebody told me in English. She said it to me in English. Her grandmother was married to two men. Officially. She had two husbands. Ghana here. Southern Ghana. And that grandmother's blood, when I see her grandchildren around, I just look at them and say, yeah. Yeah. A lot of the things you are doing, they are not your fault. They're not your fault. The blood in you makes you do the things you do. It's your nature. And it's not good. That is why God has introduced salvation. To save you so that you may be from the same obeying family. But you be a different obeying from all the rest. He saves you. When you receive Jesus Christ, he's not only taking you to heaven. He changes your life here on earth. He changes your life here on earth. Now, anybody here who is not interested in change is in the wrong place. You know, sometimes you're not interested in like history lessons. I didn't like geography. I didn't see why I should learn geography. Some of you don't like core maths. Yeah. So listen, I will not be surprised if there's anyone here who doesn't want to change. Now, if you don't want to change, then I'm saying that you are in the wrong class. Because here, everything happening here is to ensure that you change. If you don't want to change, then this is not the right place for you. We all have our behaviors, but the Bible has power to change your life. I'm informed if you are watching and change is not something you fancy, then go off. You don't need this one. Because this is church. Look at where we are. This is the temple of God. The temple of God, the temple of God is about change. Actually, come think of it. The temple of God is about change. Ezekiel 46. You've come to sit here and you don't want to change. You're in the wrong class. Here is for those who want to change. Ezekiel 46, verse 9. But when the people of the land shall come before the Lord in the solemn feasts, he that entereth in by the way of the north gate to worship shall go out by the way of the south gate. And he that entereth by the way of the south gate shall go forth by the way of the north gate. He shall not return by the way of the gate whereby he came in. You don't enter God's house and leave the same way. That's church. Maybe the English, which is also too big. Can I have the Message Bible? But when the people of the land come to worship God at the commanded feast, those who enter through the north gate will exit from the south gate. And those who enter through the south gate will exit from the north gate. You don't exit the gate through which you enter, but through the opposite gate. You are not supposed to exit. Like if you came to the church, the Old Testament is was to prepare us for the life in Christ. So a lot of the things which were done in the Old Testament, you find that in Jesus, in the New Testament. So anybody who entered by the south gate, when you are leaving, you go through the north gate. You are not allowed to enter through a door and go back through that same door. It means nothing happened to you. So you must enter as a drunkard but you live as a sober, healed, and delivered person. The temple is a place of change. Anybody here who is not changing is wasting his time. Time will not help you. Time rather will harden you. The temple was meant to transform people. And Jesus also was meant to cause a change in your life. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. King James. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, as you sit here, you have to ask yourself, you are watching, what has passed away in your life? What has left your life? Today's believer is the same old person with some sprinklings of new things around, but at the core, you have not changed. We used to sing the song, Great Change Since I... And that is a song a Christian must sing. Great change since I met God. Great change since I met God. That's a great change. Actually, that's a song. That's a title. I'm even just realizing it. The title is Seeing and Hearing Engineers a Great Change. That's it. When you meet God, there must be a great change. But for today's Christian sitting in church, it is his song is No Change since I met God. No change since I met God. No change since I met God. There's been no change since I met God. The original song is, the things I used to do, I do them no more. Great change. The things I used to watch, I watch them no more. The things I used to say, I say them no more. There's been a great change since I... That is the Christian life. But you, your version is no change since I met God. No change since I met God. No change since I met God. There's been no change since I met God. The things I used to do, I still do and more. And more. The things I used to say, I still say and more. The things I used to see, I see them and more. There's been no change since I. But the man and the woman who met God, who met Jesus, they changed. They change. When you see a brother sit standing on the stage singing, the assumption is that the brother has changed and is singing. Not that he's the same thief who has added gospel songs to his stealing. When you see a sister singing on the stage, the assumption is that she has changed. The boys she used to like, she likes them no more. But today it is the boys she used to like, she still likes and more. When you see an usher at the back ushering, we are assuming that he's a born again changed person and is now ushering. Not that he has added his ushering to his unbeliever Rastafarian life. I'm preaching. And it's enough. It's enough. As we are here, as I'm preaching, the assumption is that I had a life. I had a life before I got born again. The assumption is that when I met Jesus, I stopped that life. And I do them no more. And now I'm a preacher. All things have become me. But not that as I'm here, I'm drinking, I'm fornicating, I'm smoking, and I've added some preaching, and I've gone to learn verses and how to speak well and preach like you are fighting karate but at the core, I am still a wolf with an outer veneer of sheep's clothing. Are you born again? Born again means that you have changed. You were a liar and a thief, a swindler, a 419, and you have changed. That is, you do them no more.
This is Bishop Edwin Ogo preaching. Stay tuned. Do you sense an urgency to pray? Is there a burden to wage war spiritually through intense intercession? Then join the online army on the Church in Your House Facebook page, this and every Saturday at 4 a.m. Remember, the Facebook address is The Church in Your House with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. This and every Saturday dawn at 4 a.m. Every knee will bow to the power of prayer.
Are you the one Nick brought to church? Guess come. That's good. When he met you, remember he met you at this way rather. I thought it was the other opposite side. When he met you, what were you doing? You were busily doing something. Come and stand here. This is a good example.
Amen.
Yes. So when he met you, what were you doing?
I would say there is a great change. Because when...
No, you don't say that again. What were you doing before? No, you were on your phone doing something. The brother is now in London. He's there for a while. He'll come soon. But that brother met him. He wanted to invite him to church or even share the gospel with him before bringing him to church. But he was on his phone. See, I'm talking about a great change. He was on his phone. What were you doing on your phone?
I was taking a number of a juju man.
You are listening to a radio program. Yes. What? Is that a radio or yes, video
it's,
program?
It's a radio.
Radio program, yes. On the phone. And a juju man...
Yes.
Because they're also on TV, they're on radio. So you were getting the guy's number.
Yes.
Not so. Why?
Because I was seeing things in my life that was not good. Like
I would say the poverty was too much in my life. I was going through a lot of hardship.
A lot of things.
Yes.
Yes. So he was getting a phone number on the radio. So he was hearing something. It's the same scene and hearing. He was hearing a radio program. Uh-huh. And his direction changed.
Yes.
So you were now looking for the number of the juju man. That was when the brother Nick came and said to you that, what? Come to church or...
He told me that, hello, and I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
I didn't mind him at the first place because I wanted to take something.
Yes.
So he came again and then said, please, I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
So that was when I realized what I was doing then.
Fast forward. Those brother, were you attending church at that time?
It wasn't...
You know, yeah. But now you are in church all the time.
Yes,
okay. Fast forward. He's now in church. No, don't clap. But he could be in church. He actually is in the choir. I don't know why today he didn't sing. He went to a place, yeah. He's in the choir. He's in church. He's in the choir. He wasn't attending church properly. Were you in the choir before? In the choir somewhere? In your previous church? Okay. So today his church is at least in the choir. But the question is that, is he still taking juju man's number?
No.
That's the question. Is he still listening to the same program where malams are conjuring money? If he's still doing that, then that is not what God intended to do when he brought him out of that dark place and put him in the church. The person we expect now should be a person who has stopped listening to malams on radio, who has stopped listening to juju men on radio and doesn't take numbers. It's a person who is okay with what he has now, because he had something but he wanted more, because everybody is poor. I mean, poverty is relative. Everybody, with respect to somebody else, you are poor. Yeah. So Nigerians, they call us poor and proud. But we have gold. We have diamonds. We are whatever, all the things we have. But the money they have there, it's not these 2x4 things we are talking about. No. The money there is bad. It's bad money. A lot of money. So when they see Ghanaians with attitudes, they say, what do you have? Meanwhile, we feel that we are rich. So, with respect to a Nigerian, you are poor. So, when he says that he was poor, it's just relative. Because he had a phone. Poor people don't have phones. Yes, 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 yes. To have a smartphone to be listening to radio and watching something. No. But he had a smartphone and still was saying that he was poor. Uh-huh. So, I'm saying that right now, what we expect is that, the name again, Famous is now not watching juju men and malams, but is now watching Bishop Dagwood Mills on radio, on TV, and so on. Now, if he is still watching juju men, then this is not the great change. There's been no change. So the question is that, are you still watching juju men? Please answer it in English.
Please, I don't watch them again.
Do you still watch malams?
No, please.
Do you take numbers?
No, please.
Uh-huh. So the things you used to do, you do them no more. This is a great change. Clap your hands for him. Now, in the Bible, there is what we call a quintessential great change. A really great change. And you find that in Acts chapter 9. Let's read it and close. Acts 9 and verse 4. Verse 4, to save time. And this is Saul, who became Paul. He saw a bright light. Okay, let's look at verse 3. And as he journeyed, New King James, And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly, a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard. He heard. Hearing. A voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Verse 5. And he said, who are you, Lord? Then the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads, the pricks. So he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Then the Lord said to him, arise. The Lord what? Said, you will never change in any direction without hearing something. I pray that the devil will not make you hear something before you hear what God has to make you hear. Because what you hear changes you. Lord, what do you want me to do? Then the Lord said to him, arise and go into the city. And you'll be told what you must do. Verse 7. And the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no one. Then Saul arose from the ground. And when his eyes were opened, he saw no one, but they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. My dear friend, this is how a man, you know, later on when he was describing himself, he says, I was injurious. Yes. I harmed many people. And I don't know if they can find that scripture for me there. Can somebody help me? First Timothy chapter 1 verse 13. First Timothy chapter 1 verse 13. First Timothy chapter 1 verse 13. King James. Who was before a blasphemer? And a persecutor and injurious before. Nobody meets Jesus and the person's life doesn't change. There must be a before and after. No matter who you are, there must be a before. If you are here and you are into betting and you are still betting, it means you have not met Jesus. You are still in your before. There must be a life before Jesus and a life after Jesus. Now, it is very, very important for you to know how this change comes. How to have a before and after. How do you have a before? Because a lot of people in the church don't have an after. It is before, and the before is now. And the same before is after. There's no change. How do you change from a girl who likes boys and fornicates to a girl who has stopped? How do you change? from a boy who is into worldly music, and you change and you are now listening to gospel music. Before I got born again, I was into worldly music, unbeliever music. The songs we danced to in the nightclubs were the songs I was listening to, unbeliever songs. I loved them so much that I actually was in, I lived in Takoradi, and I was listening to radio in Gabon. Once it is released in Africa, it comes to Africa numero un. Yes. A French radio station in Gabon, Libreville. The name, even this is 40 years after, I know the name of the DJ. His name was Teddy Osei. DJ Teddy Osei. I liked it. Every 5 p.m., I lived on the second floor of a house. I bought a TV and a cable and went to the sixth floor because I needed to go as high as I could. Those were the days of shortwave, not FM. So even though I was in the second floor, my radio's antenna was tied to a wire that went to the sixth floor, the penthouse. And at every 5 p.m., 5 to 6, I will be listening to the songs, because when you are not born again, there is a life you live. I love them so much, I bought cassettes and I would record the songs on the cassette. Many of you haven't seen a cassette before. I record, the sound wasn't clear. It's not like FM, which is clear. Shortwave has got static and all, but I was deeply into it. But at age 16, when I met Jesus, and he changed my life, because any man who is in Christ has to be a new creature. The old things passed away. Yes, my drinking, my smoking, they passed away. No church, the before passed away, including the music I was listening to. And everything became new. Suddenly, I couldn't listen to unbeliever songs. I wasn't going to the nightclubs again. So I needed Christian music. Then I entered into the church system well, and heard that there was a radio station. I have been there. I went to the place. It is in Liberia, Monrovia. Eternal Life Radio, Radio Elwa. So I switched from Gabon to Liberia with the same cable that I was listening to, because everything must be new. I wasn't listening anymore to DJ Teddy. I was now listening to Hosanna music, Andrew Crouch. I couldn't get it in Ghana, because what you can't get, if you really want to look for it, you'll find it from wherever. And anybody who says, I don't have a Bible, doesn't really want to read the Bible. Anybody who says, I don't have gospel music, doesn't really want to have gospel music, because the things you want to have, you look for them and you have them. There's nothing you want to have that you don't have, including the teams that are playing tomorrow. So you can bet on them. You've seen the lineups. Who's going to score the first goal? All these things. Nobody brings them to you. You look for them. So when you sit down here, behaving like a tree that can't speak, behaving like a stone that can't hear. It's only an untrained novice who will take you seriously. We know that really something hasn't happened in you. Something, see, there must be a switch, like light switch. There must be a switch. Something must be turned on. Yeah. Many of you sitting here are still in the old mode. Old mode. Tomorrow Sunday, from morning till evening, you will do nothing, church. You are going to walk with your friends. I change my friends. My friends change. I had friends, even in school. I belonged to a group called Bembo Inn. Yeah, Bembo Inn from Treasure Island, R.L. Stevenson's Treasure Island. We had a room in the school, in a certain master's house, where a group, Bembo Inn. I can't start talking about the things we were doing in school. When I returned to school in Form 4, I never set foot there. That's a great change. I'm talking about 40 years ago. I'm happy you are dancing. But are you dancing on top of an unchanged life? Then you are wasting your time. I'm happy you are dancing. We need you. But if you are the same person, still the same old unbeliever, you are listening to unbeliever songs, watching pornography, doing all kinds of sinful things, and then you have added dancing. That's not the great change you are talking about. There can never be a great change without something stopping, dying, ending no more. If nothing in your life has stopped, can you lift your hands and point to something in your life that has stopped? If nothing in your life has stopped or has ended or has died, an old life, then you are not a born-again Christian. You just add a church to your old life. Add a church to your old life. And that is why it says, hearing a word from the Lord can bring about a great change in your life and ministry. Saul heard one statement. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? This message was enough to change his whole life. Through hearing, you will receive faith to make a great change. That's why you continue to hear. If you are sitting here and you don't have messages you listen to, you are not even interested in preaching messages, I'm telling you that your salvation, your so-called salvation, is a spurious salvation. It's fake. Because after saying the sinner's prayer, then your real journey of being changed starts. It starts. I'm still being changed. And how does the change come? How does somebody enter the university as an ordinary girl, but by the time she's leaving, she's now a lawyer wearing a wig and a cloak? How does a girl just enter a university as an ordinary girl, like you just enter a university, and after some years you come out and you are a lawyer, you go to court? What happened to you for you to become a lawyer? I entered a university as an ordinary boy, just like you. Just like you. After spending 7 years there, by the time I was leaving, I was a medical doctor treating patients. How did it happen? The 7 years, what did I do? Did I sing? Did I chant? I spent the 7 years seeing things on the wall, seeing things written on board, and hearing lectures. You can never change into anything, good or bad, until you have begun a lifestyle of seeing and hearing. Anybody listening, I said, whether you've been born again for 1,000 years. You see, Romans 8 and verse 6. Romans 8 and verse 6. It says, for to be carnally minded. Actually, let's look at verse 1. Verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh. There are two types of people in Christ. Because anybody who comes to stand here to say the sinner's prayer is in Christ. But you can be in Christ and you are walking after the flesh, which was the life you were living before. Walking after the flesh. Before you met Jesus, you were walking after the flesh. But when you meet Jesus, you must switch from a life after the flesh to a life after the Spirit. That's a change. The life after the Spirit is what makes you pray. It's what makes you read your Bible. It's what makes you stop walking with friends. It's what makes you stop living a certain life. I said there can be no great change without a stop happening to something in your life. Stop. 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 S-T-O-P. Online. S-T-O-P. Stop. Something has to stop. A relationship with a girl has to stop. A lifestyle has to stop. Friends have to stop. Something must stop. If nothing has stopped, then you are not a Christian. You're not born again. Yes. And that change, the power that makes something stop in your life, it comes by no other way. By what you see and what you hear. How am I preaching to you? How did I get to preach to you? Even I am a stammerer. How am I preaching to you? I'm preaching to you because of what I have heard. Because even in real life, you cannot say anything if you've not heard anything. It's an example I don't like to use because it's sensitive, but I want to use it with all sensitivity. Now, when you meet somebody who can't speak, a dumb person, 99% of them have nothing wrong with their throat or their mouth. There's nothing wrong inside here. A good doctor will not tell somebody who can't speak to open his mouth. Over 90% of them, the problem is in the ear. A good doctor will check the ear, will do examinations to check the ear. Because life is such that you can't speak if you can't hear. You can't speak. Anybody you know who can't speak, it's not hearing. It's not hearing. Once a while, you have people who hear. Because if you call them, they turn. They hear, but they can't speak. It's rare. Most people who can't speak can't hear. So you see that those two words go together. Deaf and dumb. Deaf and dumb. Deaf and dumb. Deaf and dumb. Those two words. Because once you are deaf, in the same way, it is what you hear that you say. The English I'm speaking the English because I have heard English all my life. You speak Ewe, not because you are Ewe. There are Ewes who can't speak Ewe. You speak Ewe because you hear Ewe all the time. You must have lived. You cannot speak Ewe if you've not lived anywhere that Ewe was spoken. That's why you can give birth to somebody, a frafra man from where, Damongo or whatever, can give birth to a baby. After 2 months, the baby is sent to China and lives there for 30 years without hearing any frafra language. That baby will never speak Fafra. You can guess what language the baby will speak. Impeccable Chinese. Because it is what you hear always that you speak. That's why you don't have faith. Because faith speaks. Faith speaks. I'm going to church tomorrow. It's faith. I'm going to win a soul. It's faith. I'm going to pay my tithe from now on. It's faith. And that faith that makes you speak that way, that I won't fornicate again. I'm breaking up with Sandra. I'm breaking up with Maxwell. I'm breaking up with this girl. That faith that makes you speak, it comes by hearing and hearing. By the word of God. God has arranged everything. Don't start a new Christian life. Your tithe doesn't exist in the Bible. I said, don't start a new Christian life. Your tithe doesn't exist in the Bible. The Christians we know about are Christians who heard and changed. Your change will take place on the platform of the things you've heard. The things you hear, they change you. They change you. You can be anything you want to become if you hear the right things. That's why today, I dare you. In this book, it's a story of a lady who was on drugs. Nothing could change her. One day, she was sitting in a car, turned on the ignition, and Billy Graham was preaching. Just that. Because what you hear is what changes you. What you see is what changes you. She drove, and as she was driving, she was listening to Billy Graham. By the time the service, Billy Graham finished preaching, she had become a born-again Christian. Till she died, she was still a Christian. Why? Because the power to change you comes from what you hear and what you see. I pray for you today that you will not be a Christian sitting in church. Who is not changing? The same way you were 10 years ago. You've just added church attendance to your life. The same old person. The same old person. The way you talk hasn't changed. Your wickedness hasn't changed. The places you go to haven't changed. Your life hasn't changed. The reason, Paul, he heard. He said, if the change was so much that even his name changed from Saul to Paul. It's a great change. A murderer is now preaching Jesus. It's a great change. He injured people. He injured the people of the way. Those days, the Christians were called the way. The way. The people of the way. So he now joined them. It was so bad that when he got born again and he entered the company of the guy, they were afraid of him. They were afraid of him. They knew him. But the one who was persecuting the people rather joined them and was now preaching the very message they were preaching. May you find your life changing clearly. I was like this. I am no more like this. I was doing that. I am no more doing that. I was going here. I no more go there. You know, that change doesn't come from being threatened. It's a switch. It's a switch. That takes place in your heart when you give your life to Christ. I tell you, my dear friend, today, that switch can take place in you. Yes, even as you are hearing this message, that switch can take place. And then after this message, if you start the life of hearing and listening, every message you hear will introduce a fantastic and clearly discernible change in your life. Lift your two hands. The things I used to do, I do them no more. Kaba kaba. Don't sit in church.
Oh yes.
And be the same person. Life, oh God. The same
change life.
You don't change.
Change.
do not change. But lift your hands and pray, say, Lord, change my life.
Change my life. Oh,
great change.
Great change.
Through hearing.
Through hearing.
Through seeing.
Through seeing.
Through watching.
Through watching.
Changing.
Change it,
changing.
Oh, oh yes.
Changing.
Change my life, oh God.
Lift your hands and pray. Pray.
Papa Shekalaba. Change my life. Change
pray.
My life. Makasonima.
Saul, Saul.
Papa Shadabaduma.
Why are you persecuting me? Maya Baba Yandalabasa.
Change our life tonight. Change our life tonight. Oh God.
Kabaloba Sandaba.
Lipa Shapakatonima. Levedo Shepekadaba. Lipa Kadabo Shinaba.
Every head bowed and every eye closed. If you are here today, you want to say, Pastor, I need to change. I need to change. I've heard the word. And now I want to change. I must change. Pastor, you read the verse, 2 Corinthians 5:17, that true change comes when you give your life to Christ. You hear the word of God preached and you give your life to Christ. Pastor, today I want to give my life to Christ. I want to obey 2 Corinthians 5:17. Yes. Everybody stand straight. Stand straight and close your eyes and bow your head. If you are here today and you are not born again, you want to experience a great change. Great change. Great change.
Yes, yes.
I want to say, Pastor, pray for me.
Pastor, pray for me.
Pastor, pray for me.
Oh, yes,
I want to receive Jesus. As every head is bowed, online and everywhere, you want to say, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. Just lift your right hand above your head.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Lift your hand if you want to receive Jesus. You want that great change. Lift it high. Great change. You want a great change. Yes, a great, lift your hand high. I see your hand. A great change. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I see your hand. I see your hand. God bless you. A great change.
Yes, yes.
Pastor, I want a great change. A great change. Lift your hand high. High. And if your hand is up, young man, young lady, I want you to come to me in front here. Come. With your hand up. Come. Take your Bible. Take your phone. Come. Come. Clap your hands for them. Come to Jesus. Wants to change your life. Because your original life is not a good life. It's full of weakness, sin, evil. But Jesus comes into your life and changes. He makes you so brand new that even among your own people, you stand out. Today, I want to hope and pray that your encounter with Jesus will not end after this prayer. Or rather begin after this prayer. That's why I've got pastors I'm going to ask to take care of you, to help you if you are interested, if you have been truly called. That's why I am praying that God will draw you. Because Jesus said, nobody can come to me except the Father who sent me draws him. So I want to lead you in a prayer, a simple prayer. But I want to say again, it is just the beginning, 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 beginning. beginning. It's the start. Start. You must continue. Think of it. All the people who could have come to church today, why did God choose you to be here? Because He has plans for you. God has plans for you. He wants to change your life. He chose you to come here. He chose you. But you can make nonsense of God's effort. So much that sometimes even people made God regret doing things for them. So I pray that this encounter will mark the beginning of your pursuit of God. Lift your two hands. Lift your two hands. Bride, see me after church. Lift your two hands. The whole church, let's join. And I want you to say this prayer. I'm leading you to pray. And say after me, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
You've drawn me to you.
You've drawn me to you.
You've drawn me to your side.
You've drawn me to your side.
I am surprised.
I am surprised.
Because I am dirty.
Because I am dirty.
I've done many bad things.
I've done many bad things.
I can't believe it that you still like me.
I can't believe that you still like me.
Today.
Today.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For drawing me to you.
For drawing me to you.
I'm dirty.
I'm dirty.
Please wash my sins.
Please wash my sins.
All the bad things I've done.
All the bad things I've done.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
Please wash my sins.
Please wash my sins.
Make me new.
Make me new.
Today.
Today.
I surrender my life to you.
I surrender my life
to you. Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Please have mercy on me.
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 And today.
And today.
I declare.
I declare.
That I am born again.
That I'm born again.
The old things have passed away.
The old things have passed away.
A great change was taking place.
A great change is taking place.
In my life.
In my life.
I'm not going back.
I'm not going back.
To the old life.
To the old life.
I'm moving forward.
I'm moving forward.
With Jesus.
With Jesus.
With righteousness.
With righteousness.
I will fight.
I will fight.
To stay in you.
To stay in you.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
And help me.
And help me.
To follow you.
To follow you.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For my salvation.
For my salvation.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now point your finger. Do this. Look at my finger. Do this. We are now talking to Satan. Say, Satan.
Satan.
Hear me now.
Hear me now.
From today.
From today.
I will not follow you again.
I will not follow you again.
I will never obey you again.
I will never obey you again.
I have met Jesus Christ.
I have met Jesus Christ.
He is my Lord.
He is my Lord.
And my Master.
And my Master.
Satan.
Satan.
Go away.
Go away.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Jesus will keep me.
Jesus will keep me.
He will help me.
He will help me.
For the rest of my life.
For the rest of my life.
To walk with God.
To walk with God.
I am born again.
I am born again.
I'm excited.
I'm excited.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
You see the pastors.
Thank you, Jesus.
The two ladies who are with, look at them, look at them, they are, look at them, they are waving their hands. They are going to help you. They are going to help you. They are going to pray with you, visit you, help you. They will help you. Do you want the help? Because you are now a baby. No baby takes care of itself. You don't even know your, you don't even, you're not even aware you are alive. It's a mother who cares for you. These are your spiritual mothers. They will help you till one day you are also strong and mature like them. So let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Clap your hands for them. Clap your hands for them. Great change. Clap your hands. Keep clapping your hands. Be excited
about things that excite God.
Yeah. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Yes. Grab the communion, please. Take out your communion. We want to come to the Lord's table. Thank you. We want to come to the Lord's table. It's an invitation to eat with God. If you are sitting down, can you please stand?
Eat, this is my body, which was broken for you.
You know, I feel that even the dancing stars, I'll have a word with your pastor. Maybe you shouldn't dance every time you come to church. To prove that you are really a Christian. Because you look disconnected. It's almost like you came to do something in the church. And you have finished your dance. Actually, we must start letting them dance at the end of the service. So that they are normal Christians in the church. Then they dance to see us off. Because maybe when they dance before, they are tired or something is wrong with them. Lift your bread. The Lord's table. It's the body of Christ. It's the body of Christ. Why do we eat it? Because this body was changed from a dead body to a living body. So when we eat it, we can also expect the change. Anything dying in us that must be living must come alive. And anything living in us that must die also has to die.
Amen.
That's a great change. So we take the bread and say, this is the body of Christ.
This is the body of Christ.
For a great change.
For a great change.
For the healing of my life.
For the healing of my life.
The body.
The body.
The body.
The body.
Of Christ.
Of Christ.
Let's eat it.
The Jesus shed for me. Lay back on Calvary. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. For it reaches to the highest.
Lift your cup.
Mountain.
He also took the cup. And he said, this is my blood.
Oh, yes.
Once again, another change. A sacrifice takes place. Something must die.
Yes.
And when you take the blood, it's not only Jesus' blood we are drinking. We are also saying that this must also contain your blood for someone also to be alive. But this one is the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
While we wait for your blood, let's lift it and say, the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
For every sacrifice.
For every sacrifice.
I must make.
To remain. To remain.
Saved.
Saved.
And born again.
And born again.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Let's drink it.
To the lowest valley. Oh yeah. The blood.
Lift your two hands. The Lord bless you. May your Christian life be meaningful from today.
Amen.
The Lord grant you access to new spaces.
Amen.
A new realm.
Amen.
May you never remain
Jesus
at the same place.
Amen.
But keep moving.
Jesus.
Keep moving.
Yes.
Keep changing.
Amen.
Keep changing.
Amen.
Ever changing.
Yes, Lord.
Ever changing.
Jesus.
Ever being renewed.
Jesus.
Yes. May the Lord,
yes,
be pleased with your life.
Amen.
And may his body and his blood be your source of strength in this victorious Christian life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Clap hallelujah. Your hands. Let's receive Bishop Kobe.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenere Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.